Wiltshire are promoted. They have their storybook ending.
Howdy, y'all, and welcome to the Wrexham Texan. My name is Jake Green, and we are going up! We're going up! Yeah! How about that? Wrexham AFC get promoted for the second straight year. For those watching, I am at my buddy's recording studio in Nashville at the moment. I'm driving up to Montana this week, and I had to stop here because I had some van troubles. Two flat tires yesterday. It was great. I watched the Wrexham game, left Atlanta, had two flat tires, stopped, and then ended up here. So the sound should be phenomenal because I'm literally in a recording studio with sound panels and all sorts of stuff. But I don't have my usual mic. And I have I'm shooting this in a homemade Pelican case that I call Podcast on the Go, where basically you just flip open the top, the camera pops up, two lights on either side. It's pretty great. It makes it way more way quicker and way easier to podcast from wherever I'm at. So pretty excited about this setup, and y'all, we are freaking promoted. I can't even believe it. It hasn't really sunk in yet. We're going to League One. We're going to League One. We are two promotions away from the Premier League. I have no crazy expectations that we will somehow get to the Premier League in another 2 years. That's insane. Our team is going to have to undergo some transformations, which there's going to be a lot of growing pains, y'all. There's going to be a lot of growing pains, but they're good growing pains. We're going to have to lose some players. We're going to have to gain some players. We're going to have to spend some money. We're going to have to lose some games. We're going to have to go a couple seasons without getting promoted, I think, unless we just end up with the best possible team of all time. And I guess it's possible we get promoted again next season, but man, that's going to be hard. I'm just excited to be in League One now. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. We got a lot of help from Mansfield yesterday. And you know, we won 6-0. So without further ado, first of all, drop a like on this video. Second of all, you can go follow me over on Instagram and Twitter, WXM Texan, Wrexham Texan. I do red hot takes. I didn't do one yesterday because I started driving immediately after the celebrations and forgot to do a red hot take because I was so excited. I'll interact with you. That's where I get most of my messages from folks. And So go over to Instagram and Twitter. All right. You know, YouTube might boot me for this one, but I don't really care. We're going to watch the first half and second half goals, okay? Because I just really want to, and that's what it is. So here we go, from Wrexham FC Fan Zone, which, you know, I'm going to subscribe to right now. There we go. Boom.
Well, the atmosphere has been fantastic today. There has been a special air about the place. I have got to say, you know, Wrexham have been tremendous.
Elliot Lee, how about that?
Forest Green, you'd expect a little bit more fight. Maybe this is why what they are where they are.
What a stretch this is for Lee, though. Where are you?
He just lunged and got it in. Man, what a shot. What a play.
Sit down.
It's just watching.
Good awareness, knowing where that is.
The screen. Sorry, I didn't know you're talking about that. I was watching the players warm up.
That's not the easiest shot. It's not the easiest shot.
Yeah, it's on the screens there.
Turn it down a little bit.
Goal, he does really well to get to it, doesn't he? In the goal
path. All right. Oh, this is cool. I like this. I like it's all in a little bit slower motion. You get to, I get to commentate on it.
Causing all sorts of problems, aren't we?
Great chip. Great chip by McLean. Perfect put away by Mullen. I mean, come on, y'all. Look at that goal. Look at the pass. I mean, this was all McLean. This is all McLean. I mean, Lee did a great pass too. But look at that. Just a little doink directly to Mullen's head. He had a string. He put it right on the string. Perfectly placed. Unbelievable.
They played really well, didn't they? And so. To be fair,
did O'Connell score this one? I thought this was an own goal.
In such a rhythm that we're really hurting them. Here we see Cannon pulling it back.
I think they ended up calling that an own goal. I could be wrong.
I think that might be the defender.
I think they labeled this one an own goal. Andy Cannon with the semi-assist. A double deflection. It is what it is. You know, sometimes you get lucky. It really just, it didn't matter. We won 6-0. Who cares?
And then hits a second.
I don't really care how lucky we got on one goal.
Yeah, let's have a look. From the other angle, O'Connell drives it.
That camera work was all over the place because of those ricochets. That was tough. That was tough.
See if you can shed any light on it. Although I suspect he won't.
And I love that it. Oh, look at this. Look at this. Look at this. Oof. What a save.
Back there. Going nuts with his
mates. I can't believe that didn't go in. That was wild.
For the vegan fraternity.
O'Connor with the corner.
Yeah, but you have to falafel.
What a shot. What a shot.
We hardly knew ye.
He ricocheted off somebody, of course. But Mullen and Barnett had very similar goals in this game. I mean, Barnett's was much cleaner because Mullen's went off a defender. But, Barney's here in the second half. Here we go.
Only Palmer in the box, though. He swings it in towards Palmer. Boom. Beyond it, Barnett.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me with that goal?
He's got his first goal for us on Tuesday.
What a shot.
Went in off his nose.
What a shot. This one. Wow. Oh, my gosh.
A tight angle. That would make Marco Van Basten blunt.
That was unbelievable.
Maybe I'm pushing a look saying that, but what a goal. What a screamer, Mark, in the place
of what a screamer.
What an atmosphere. What a club. This has been amazing. Oh, my word. Contact with the ball. It's just straight in the corner.
Turn that down a little bit.
Bang, corner of the 6-yard box. He lets himself drop down.
What a shot, y'all. Goodness gracious.
Leans away from the ball, just smashes it cleanly with his right boot. Perfect contact.
Perfect contact.
Inside the side netting. Oh, my word. That is a goal. The air, actually.
And here we go.
And Marriott nearly got in there. Intercepted edge of the area. Fletcher, lovely take. Just helps it on. Lee helps it wide to McLean. Drills it in. Marriott
finally got a goal for us. How about that? How about that? Hopefully that opens the floodgates.
Oh, yeah. He's going crazy down there. He's had such good work rate.
That's fantastic. I'm so happy to see him get a goal. You know, it took a little longer than I would have liked. I'm sure than he would have liked as well, but man, maybe this will be the start of a whole bunch of goals for Jack Marriott. I mean, fantastic, perfect play, great passing. Very poor defending. Doink, right in.
You can see the quality that he's got.
There we go.
Hopefully it's first of many for
Rex. There we go. That's what I'm talking about. All right. Heck of a game. I have just a whole bunch of people's reactions. I've got the pitch invasion. I don't know. This video is daggum 7 minutes long. We're not watching that. That's too much. But we do have some other. I just want to show everybody celebrations because it was just such a good day. Here we go. We got Ollie Palmer. Look at that. Look at that. I love it. Everybody has just the best reactions. We got me, the wife, and Wrexham. I mean, how could you not just want to? I mean, all I want to do today is celebrate. This is such a good day. Such a good day. And then what else? We got Barney showing all the photos of him. Fantastic shots. Our photographers and the photographers that go to these games are phenomenal. Yeah, there's that promoted banner. There's Barney. That is very reminiscent of the Mullen shot from last year, from last season's promotion. Very, very similar. It's got the smoke and everything. That's wild. Here's daggum Fletcher getting stormed by a bunch of fans. I love it. He's smiling. It looks like he's hugging this dude, like just some random guy. I freaking love it. Millie Tipping, great words. My heart is so full. The love I have for this club is truly forever. I've cried back to back. I'm so beyond proud of the lads. They deserve every celebration. This club, this town, League One, baby. You're darn right, Millie. You're darn right, Millie. I love it. I love it. Ah, Ben Tozer. What a stud. What a stud that guy is. All right. Rob Ryan Red. Kind of give a timeline of what's been happening since the year 2004. Relegated from League One, in League Two for three seasons, relegated from League Two, National League from 2008 to 2022. Promoted to League Two and then promoted to League One. What a run, y'all. What a run. We got second in the National League 2021-2022 and then promoted two seasons in a row, getting automatic promotion. Absolutely unbelievable. We don't have to go to playoffs. I mean, that's got to be the best part of this whole thing. We don't have to worry about playoffs. We don't have to worry about anything else happening. We're going to talk about winning the league here in a minute, but we don't have to worry about the playoffs. And that's the biggest key, I think, for most Wrexham fans. See, I've been a Wrexham fan for long enough to know the pain of us losing in the playoffs repeatedly. That's not something I'm all that familiar with. I did watch the one season prior when we got second place. But I don't have that fear of us playing in the playoffs like most of the Wrexham, like longtime Wrexham fans do. So, yeah, I'd have been fine with playoffs, but man, automatic promotion, you can't beat that. You just can't beat it. All right. And then let's not forget the man who brought us here. Okay. Let's give credit where credit is due. A fifth promotion as a manager for Phil Parkinson. He took three other teams up and now he's taken us up twice. I mean, look, there were times throughout this season that many, many, many of y'all doubted Phil Parkinson. You shut your damn mouths and you relish this man as your manager. You enjoy it because you don't get managers that get promotions like this. This doesn't happen for every manager. Not every manager could take five teams up leagues. That's unbelievable. He is a phenomenal coach. Y'all got to stop doubting him. I have full faith in Parkey. In Parkey, I trust, man. That dude, he's got the right temperament. He makes there are times when, yeah, we struggled for a short stretch this year. But my God, we dominated most of the season. And we're in the top three. Automatic promotion. Still technically have a shot at first place, winning the league. But we're getting second place, most likely, at the bare minimum, I would say. I don't think we're going to drop down over the last two games. But Phil Parkinson is a legend. I don't know where he's going to go down in the history, in the annals of Wrexham managers, but you know, he's number one in my heart. I'll tell you that right now. what a freaking manager. It's unbelievable. Going to League One, back up there, two spots away from the Premier League. Yeah, y'all. I mean, heck of a game. Everyone played well. To be fair, Forest Green looked atrocious. They looked so bad. They couldn't play defense. They couldn't maintain possession. They just couldn't seem to get anything together. I think they got like two shots on goal. There was like one moment where I was maybe slightly nervous that they were going to score. But other than that, it was just the most fun day of football that I've had in a while. 6-0. That's a lot. That does something. Yeah, I'm trying to think if there's any standout performances. Max Cleworth, fantastic. Barney got his second goal for us. Absolutely fantastic. Who else? I mean, McLean, he got, let's see. I think he got, I'm going to put this up on the screen. I think he got the highest rating. He did, a 9.6 on FotMob. 9.6. I think it's because he had three assists. O'Connell had an assist. Yeah, I think that's why. I think it's because he had three assists. And he hustled, man. He made some great defensive plays. He made some great offensive plays. He always runs his ass off. I mean, that dude is a hustler. So bravo to him. Let's see. Was it Subs that got the... Yeah, Jack Marriott. That's what it was. Okay, cool. Yeah. He was part of three separate goals. We got Lee scoring. We got Mullen scoring twice. We got Barney. I mean, and then we got an own goal for them. And then we got Jack Marriott down here. Look, I know that League One is going to be difficult. I know the competition goes up. The level of competition goes up from here by a substantial margin. I've heard many, many people say that League Two is the easiest league to get out of. And if that is the case, oh my gosh, poor Reyes got 3.9. Actually, most of their defense got five or lower, which makes sense. If League One is more of a step up than League Two from National League, we've got our work cut out for us. But y'all, look at our squad. Look at our squad. If we can keep all these players, which I think we will, Okonkwo is the only question mark. He's the only question mark that I have right now. If we're going to be able to keep him. But McLean obviously can play in League One. Lee, obviously. Mullen, yes. Palmer, yes. Cannon, 100%. Every single player in this starting lineup is qualified to play in League One. And start in League One. Like, I don't think we're going to have that much. I think the adjustment is going to be smooth. I think it will still be more difficult than this year, but I think the adjustment will be smooth. I think Parkey will get them ready. Still have Stephen Fletcher. He'll definitely, I'm guessing Fletcher will pretty much almost always be a super sub from here on out. You know, how old is he now? How old will he be next year? That's the real question. 37. So he's going to be 38. Yeah. I think he's going to stick around as a super sub. I don't really see him starting very many more games, especially now that we have Jack Marriott, who, you know, his one goal today is going to, or one goal yesterday is going to open the floodgates, and he's going to start scoring for us all the time. You heard it here first. Luke Bolton, yes, that dude can play in League One. And then our bench, so yeah, our bench is McFadden. You know, could go either way. Tozer might be a bench warmer from here on out. Mark Howard, I mean, how old is Mark Howard? He's 30. He'll be 38 as well. So, yeah. We have a stellar squad, y'all. And I am just so excited, so happy. Couldn't be more thrilled that we've gone up twice in two seasons. It has been, I can't believe I've been able to cover two promotions in two seasons of this podcast. That is wild. They're going to be long, you know, I don't know this for certain, but they're going to be droughts where we don't get promoted. And you just got to stick with them. You know, when I was talking to Sean Winter on the podcast, he just said, you know, if you're in it, stay in it. Like, do not be a fair weather fan. I hate bandwagoners who just hop on and then hop off when the next big thing happens. So, yeah, find your true passion for Wrexham. And if you're not here for the right reasons, then maybe try to find another team, because this team is special. And the town is special, and I cannot wait to get over there. My goal is to be over there next year sometime. But man, the Wrexham community is going nuts. It was a heck of a day. Heck of a day. All right. Before we wrap up, because I got to get on the road, I have how many more hours of driving? 27 to 28 more hours of driving over the next 2 to 3 days. It's going to be ridiculous. Dadgummit, where did we go over here? There we go. League two. Okay. Give me Wrexham. Okay. So here's how the table lies right now. Stockport has 3 games left. Wrexham has 2. Mansfield has 3. So the deal is, we could technically still get third place. I don't think we will. I think we win next Saturday against Crewe. I think we win against Stockport. I say we win out. This was my prediction in the Two Beards podcast, Two Beards and Wrexham podcast. They have a little competition going with their Patreon subscribers. And yeah, I say we win out. I say our goal differential, I mean, after yesterday, our goal differential dropped for sure. But I say we win out, which means we know Stockport is going to lose a game. Okay, one of their games they will lose. It also means, so let's see, if we win out, we get 6 more points. That's 88. If they... They need to tie and lose twice. So we need Notts County, because I believe they play Notts. Yeah, they play Notts. Okay, so there's such a tiny possibility of us winning the league. But basically, they need to lose to Notts County or Accrington and then tie the other one. They basically need to drop 7 points. 8 points in the last 3 games. Okay, y'all, I think the odds of us winning this are so, so low. But with a little help from Notts and a little help from Accrington, maybe Jake Bickerstaff will be our agent over at Accrington that puts Stockport County away next weekend. Maybe that'll happen. I don't know. But what I do know is that we are going up. There's nothing anybody else can do about it. MK Dons, Crewe, they ain't catching us. They can't catch us. It's mathematically impossible. What is our next game? All right, next game versus Crewe. It is on April 20th, which is Saturday, 6:30 a.m. here, which means, oh my gosh, it'll be 5:30 in the morning in Montana. That's going to be really frustrating. All right. I predict we keep this thing rolling. They're going to score at their place. I think it'll be 2-1. Wrexham wins. I think Marriott gets a goal. I think it's, you know, I try to get as specific as possible with these predictions so that Just because it makes it more fun. You know, just predicting scores over and over again doesn't really do it for me. So 2-1, I think Mullen scores in the first half. I think we then bring on Jack Marriott towards the end. And I think Crew scores very, very late in the game. And I think Jack Marriott answers with a goal in penalty time, injury time. That's what I think. Very specific predictions. But, you know, go big or go home. So there it is. All right, y'all. I mean, couldn't be happier. Couldn't be more thrilled for this squad. They freaking deserve it. They work their butts off. So many of our players hustle around the pitch everywhere they go. I don't see any of them getting down. I don't see any of them giving up. Their attitudes always seem to be fantastic. They look like they're determined, and they just have a fantastic attitude. And the way they interact with the fans during and after the games, unbelievable. Just an unbelievable squad. Super excited. This is the only sport that my team is currently doing well in. So I got to cling to this, you know, until my other teams start upping their game, because Texas A&M just not cutting it. I guess the Rangers did win the World Series last year, so I'm happy about that. But Wrexham getting promoted twice is pretty freaking phenomenal too. Oh, all right, y'all. That'll be it for this week. We'll do this again next week. I'll be on a mountaintop in Montana, and it'll be a little bit better background, I think. I might try to do these outside. We'll see. Get some wildlife in there. All right, y'all. That'll be it for today. I don't have a beggar's corner prepared for today. So apologies. I just... I'm driving. I'm in the middle of a 34-hour road trip. So, you know, there's only so much I can do. All right, y'all. That'll be it for today. Thank y'all so much for watching. Thank y'all so much for listening. Drop a like. Share it with your friends. If you want to come on the show, you can reach out to me via social media, WXMTexan on Instagram and Twitter. You can also email me, director@peacefulseaproductions.com. That's pretty much it. We'll see y'all next week. Up the town. Search my soul, though your heart, you're gonna see it. You're gonna see it. And if you knock my soul, oh, with all your strength, you're gonna find it. You're gonna find it.